Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. You can reach me if you're trying to email me or contact me. You can reach me at iamexample456@gmail.com. And there you can send your recommendations for example of the week, criticisms, opinions, questions, anything that you need or need guidance on your day. You also can follow us on Instagram at I_am_example456 on Instagram, and there you can get your daily motivation and inspirations. You also can follow us on YouTube at IamExample456, and you can go there, like, share, and subscribe, comment on the videos, and just keep in contact with us and follow us, you dig? And we're going to get right into it. I hope y'all doing well out there on this mellow evening. You dig? I'm feeling real mellow in a laid-back, kickback mood. You dig? We're going to get right into it. The example of this week is South Carolina's very own Charlemagne the God. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talks about Charlemagne for being so direct and to the point, but I feel that's how you should be. He always repping South Carolina. He always repping Mark's Corner, South Carolina. If you've been to Mark's Corner, you know it's an in-and-out town. It only has one road through the whole town, you dig? A lot of dirt roads, a lot of side roads. But he's always standing up for what he said, standing by his words, standing by his actions. He's never been, like, he's always been transparent from what I can see. And he moves how I would move also, like, far as with your personal life, with your personal life and your job and your persona are two different things. What's personal to you should always be held sacred, should always be held private. You shouldn't have everybody to have an opinion or outlook on what's personal and sacred to you. And I admire that about him. Like, if you try to Google a picture of his wife, no picture will ever come up. You understand? Like, if you try to Google a picture of his children, no pictures will ever come up. And I respect that for just the privacy and the type of dude that he appears to be. I don't know him personally. I never met him. But the way he carries himself, the way he conducts himself, says a lot about him. You dig? So that's the example of the week, Charlemagne the God. And he'll let you know any time of day that he came from a dirt road in Moss Corner, South Carolina, and just being able to say that, you know, you guys to rock with somebody, yeah, you know, not rock with them, but you got to understand where they coming from. You dig? So the title of this podcast today is Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Let that marinate. Let that sit in for you. Let that sit on you real quick. Love don't live here no more. When you start a business, when you first start a business, you're going to think that everybody that has been with you, family members, friends, everybody that really been rocking with you are going to support you. And before I started any business, it was told to me, no, they are not. And I didn't believe it until I actually saw it. They are probably the last people to support you. And then when you are successful, it's crazy because it was explained to me step by step by step from my mentor or the person I look up to for putting me on to everything. He was like, you're going to expect them to help you? They're not going to help you. And when you succeed, they're going to take credit for your success. Are they going to say they knew you could succeed? You understand? And it makes you approach things in a love don't live here no more type of approach. I get straight to the business. You understand? I don't have time for the, well, this is what's right and this is what you should do. Nah, it's a bottom line. You understand? Love don't live here no more. And it makes you look at everything in a different perspective. For instance, let's say if you're getting in a relationship, you're going to question on, does this person like me for me, or does this person have a hidden agenda on what I have? Or is she more interested in what I have or what I can give her or what I can provide her? You understand? Or if you meet a friend, or if you try to have an associate, you're going to, it develops a constant sense of paranoia that, is this person sincere? Is this person genuine? And is this person really sincerely going to be here with me? You understand? It's a constant paranoia that develops on you building everything by yourself and only being able to depend on yourself for whether it's survival, whether it's building a business, whether it's being successful in the business. You only had you to rely on. It's very rare that you have a companion or a counterpart to assist you. You understand? It's like, if I don't get up, if I don't push this, if I don't push that, then it won't get pushed. I don't have nobody that's like, yo, get up, we gotta push these products, we gotta push this with this brand, we gotta push these houses or nothing like that. It's more like, if I don't get up and make it happen, it won't happen. And is that love? Because when you're building a business, right, you help in a certain way. You understand? If somebody says, well, example, I need your assistance or something. If I really rock with them, I'm hands on with them. Like, all right, what you need me to do? Give me a task to do. I execute the task for you, and this is how I'm gonna do it, right? And then if somebody is on your inner circle and they're more like just waiting for everything to pop off, is that sincere, genuine love? Because I'm more of a hands-on, I'm gonna help you execute your overall goal, love. I'm not the one that's like, well, I'm gonna morally support you. No. I know that it takes hustle, it takes grind to have anything. So I look at people that's around me and I'm like, if you don't take that approach with me, then I have to question it. You understand? The paranoia is gonna start to kick in. That's how come it makes you look at love in a warped sense. It makes you look at love in a different perspective. You understand? If I say I love you, understand me. I'm willing to build with you. Hands on. There's no moral wins over here. Like, yo, we moving. I'm pushing you. I'm building with you. I'm in the trenches with you. That's love. That's what love is to me. I'm not standing over you saying that I love you while you're in the trenches and I'm standing above you waiting for you to get where I'm at and surpass where I'm at to, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, okay, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in the trenches with you. If I really mess with you, if I really get down with you. You understand? And that's how come when people say like, oh, You don't love. No, I don't love morally. It's going to have to be active. I'm going to have to see something. I'm going to have to see the sacrifice. I'm going to have to see. You're going to have to embrace the sacrifice, embrace the pain and the grind with me. You're not just going to watch me crawl, scrape, blood, sweat, tears, and then when I finally get to my goal, oh yeah, I love you. No. Nah, I don't need somebody to love me when it's convenient. You understand? And that's the type of paranoia that comes with being an entrepreneur. You question everybody's motives. And it is literally how my mentor told me. It is literally you're constantly living in paranoia. And it makes you look at it like, yo, that type of love don't live here no more. If I lose everything tomorrow, are you still going to be with me? And that goes for like NBA superstars, NFL, billionaires, whoever. That's how come I look at them and I'll say, yo, how can you genuinely find love and nobody was there from the very beginning, building with you, molding you, believing in you, inspiring you from the very beginning? Everybody get the after effects, after all the trials and the tough times and stuff. They get the results. They don't get the process. And the process is what make and mold you for the results and build you for the results. You dig? That love is a tricky concept, especially when you become successful. Cause the more successful I become or I became, the less emotional I thought. I have, you know, the more success you acquire, the more you have to protect, and the more you have to think logically and rationally. You understand? Nothing personal. It's just that's how entrepreneurs are. You dig? And I got three ways to see if the love is real. The real practical way to see if the love is real. First one is sacrifice. Love is sacrificial. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel that somebody is really rocking with you, they will give you their very last. It'll be on some type of approach. Like, example, I don't have 50 grand, but all I got is $500. That's all I have. But I believe in you so much. Here go the $500. I'll make a way. How many people are really going to do that? You understand? How many people are really, literally, genuinely going to give you their last? Or sacrifice? Like, yo, I'm not hurting. This will make me feel a little better. I'm not really hurting, but here you go. You know what I'm saying? I'll make do. It's rare. Most parents won't do that. Some parents might, but it's rare. You understand? And if you got that, and if you have that, hold on to that, yo. If you have somebody in your corner that will literally give you their last anything, hold on to them, yeah. Because they are going to rock with you for the long run. They are genuinely, sincerely there. They see something in you that you probably don't even see in yourself yet. You dig? So that's number one. Number two is consistency. Number two is consistency. Somebody who really loves you is going to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis. You will never have to question. You will never have to question their motives. You will never have to question their agendas. You'll never have to question any of that. They are consistent on a consistent basis. And they will show that to you, not by saying it to you or by selling you no dreams. They'll show that through their actions and executions solely. You understand? So look for consistency. And three, test. Love is going to be tested, homie. That is a given.
And if it's never tested, how do you know if it can withstand the test of time? Because time is going to test everything. You dig? That's what you want. That's how you know it's there for the long run. It's there for genuine, sincere action. It's not there for hitting agenda or hitting results or expectations. It's like, yo, I know you have the potential of doing this. If you don't make it, I'm still rocking with you. If you do make it, I'm rocking with you even more. Because I know you take your craft serious. I know you take your business seriously. You understand? So those are the three steps. Sacrifice, consistency, and testing. You dig? And if you're trying to reach us, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com. And you can send your recommendations for the example of the week, criticisms, opinions, questions, anything like that to that email. You also can follow us on Instagram at i_m_example456 for your daily motivational and inspirational quotes. You can inbox us. You can comment on the post or anything like that. We'll follow back. Follow us up there. And you can also check us out on YouTube at iamexample456. And you can go there, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Comment, have some conversations back and forth, anything, and get at that. Remember, yo, being an entrepreneur, you're gonna learn how to love less and use your heart less, and eventually love's not gonna live there no more. Not the type of love that you're trying to build on for. You dig? And it's okay. It really shows you who's down for you and who's not. And I'm gonna leave y'all on that note, yo. Y'all stay safe and be safe out there. And y'all keep grinding, keep building. All right? Get at me.